something with wine.
Okay, here we go.
We're on. Heather's pouring her wine because her glass was empty.
You never want an empty glass of wine.
Never, never, never.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome. So this is actually episode 10.
Yeah, sorry, guys. We were counting the bonus episodes.
Yeah, the bonus episodes don't have numbers.
Hey, but...
That's my bad, but yeah. You know what? This is actually episode 10.
Cheers to double digits.
Yay. Hey, mm-hmm. Let's clink.
Yeah, we will clink.
Oh, that was a good
clink. That was a good clink.
So I was going to tell you guys what we're drinking tonight because I thought somebody might want to know that.
They might.
So we started out with a Pinot Noir. It's a 2014 Primarius.
It was really good.
Primarius? Primarius. That's how I'm going to pronounce that. It's from Oregon. It was very, very good.
Fantastic.
And then the second one we drank was also a Pinot Noir called Josh Sellers Pinot Noir from Oregon. It was also extremely good. And now we're on to a rosé, a Benzinger Family Winery 2017 rosé. That
I'm gonna try it right now.
Heather's gonna try it right now. What's the verdict?
Well, I don't hate that at all.
Yeah, you're not mad at that?
I'm not mad at that.
All right.
It's pleasing. It's actually very pleasing. That's after good. The two reds.
That's good.
Because, the rosé is a cross.
Yes, it is.
It's a white slash red.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
It's a pink. It's a blush. It's a, yeah.
Yeah. So the last couple episodes, we talked about Christmas and we talked about our New Year's. Mm-hmm. And hopefully everybody survived those.
I hope so. Sometimes it's hard.
I mean, especially if you're a woman.
It's to get through all of that.
I know.
The planning and the packages and the cooking and trying to get the family together and everybody wants to go in 5 million different directions.
And it's almost not quite as bad. I mean, near not even a tenth of bad or anything. Like the postpartum depression after you have a pregnancy, but it almost feels like some kind of a depression after the holidays are over.
It does.
Because you build up, especially if you're a woman, you build up for months and months. Just like Kobe and I, we start shopping so early.
Yes, we do.
So we're prepping literally for Christmas about 6-7 months prior.
Yep.
So when that finally comes, it's like this hurrah moment, and then it's done.
It's just like done.
Yeah. And then it's like,
it's over.
What the hell do I do with myself now?
Well, you know, now, though...
We do the lodge.
We get to do the lodge in 3 weeks.
Yes.
But also, since Christmas is over, I have started to plan for next Christmas.
I do the same. Have you bought a Christmas present for next year yet?
Not yet.
I haven't either, which is odd. I usually always do that on the 26th.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I technically did, but they're Christmas presents for this year of people I haven't seen yet.
Okay.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
That's just procrastinating.
That's right.
At its best.
So, yeah. I haven't bought any Christmas presents for 2019 yet, but...
We will.
Since it is 2019.
Isn't that insane? 2019.
So, I'm going to tell everybody Heather and I just signed up for something.
Ooh. Yes.
So I saw this on like Facebook or something.
Probably.
But it was like run/walk 2019 miles.
It has to be slash walk for us.
Yeah. In 2019. I'm like, hey, that looks like a nice challenge, like a New Year's thing to kind of get you moving, get you walking, get a little exercise. So I calculated it out and you would have to walk 5.5 miles a day. 365 days in a row to make the 2019.
You know, we just had to spend a week in Disneyland and then we'll take care of half of it.
So I'm like, yeah, I don't know. And then I saw that you could do a team. Mm-hmm. So you could combine your miles and it would count towards the total. So that's when I thought, hey, you know what? Heather and I should do this because Heather walks a shit ton every day.
And I don't even walk anywhere. I literally pace.
She does. At work and at home, she paces back and forth, back and forth. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you have a Fitbit, you know that a normal day, your goal is, like, 10,000 steps.
Yes, it is.
I rarely ever get 10,000 steps.
But you are now.
I did yesterday.
Yes, you did.
Just because I was trying really hard.
And I'm so proud of you.
But Heather gets 12,000 to 15,000 steps every day without trying.
My average is 17 and a half.
See, without trying.
Yeah, no. And that's just the pacing.
That's why I needed for her and I to be teammates on the 2019 now, miles.
I'm trying to recruit others so we don't have to work as hard.
Yeah.
I was trying to recruit marathon runners. Because I thought that might help the cause a little bit that quicker.
Would help. That would really help.
Robin and Kathy, if you're listening, you better expect an invite to this and you just better do
it. So, yeah, it's called Run the Edge. So you need to go to runtheedge.com and sign up so that we can invite you to our team.
Yep. And you guys can carry this team for us.
Yeah, and we can all get our medals and stuff.
Now, the medals look kind of cool.
You get like 4 or 5 different ones.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you get and one then, at like 100 miles and...
They didn't call it a compass medal. What was they calling it? It was something kind of funky.
I don't know.
I know. I don't have my phone on me, otherwise I would look at it. But, okay. But,
anywho, that's our new challenge for the year.
Yes. And I think it's going to be fantastic.
I think it'll be fun.
Now, last time we did talk a little bit about New Year's resolutions, and I loved Kobe's idea so, so much. Not resolutions, but things you want to actually do in that year. And I love that.
That's so much more fun.
Well, because resolutions, you just fail. Most of the time.
Like 90% of the people like fail.
Well, they're usually done after 2 weeks.
They're like, fuck this.
Like,
I'm not
I'm probably going to totally get this wrong, but I saw it probably on Facebook, somewhere online, where it was this gym that opened for, it was called the New Year's Resolution Gym. Mm-hmm. And they say they open for 2 weeks in January. And then they turn themselves into an awesome bar.
I read that too.
You did? And I was like, that's perfect.
It's called Resolutions. And like for the first 30 days, it's a gym. And then after that, it's a bar for the rest of the year.
It's perfect.
That's perfect for us.
Now, there could be, we could make a bar that instead of, they have pub tables, but instead of chairs, they're like treadmills. So people can drink, watch TV on the big screen TVs.
That's awesome.
But drink and walk with your friends
on
your treadmills.
You know what they need to do is you need to have the treadmill that's hooked to the TV so that you can't watch the TV unless you are powering it with the treadmill.
Like the hamster wheel thing.
Yes.
Yes.
That's like some severe motivation for people. Like, you can't have your electronics.
You imagine if they did that at home?
Unless you,
like you had to power your TV by moving?
They should do that for teenagers.
I mean, hell yeah, they should.
They should.
I mean, because, like, when I was a kid, there was video games when I was a kid, barely.
Mm-hmm.
Barely. Because I'm not that old. I'm kind of old. But then the first Nintendo had come out, and then there was the Sega.
We did not have that. We had Atari.
Thor had an Atari. My husband had an Atari.
But there was no Nintendo when I was
the Nintendo up. Was going when I think I got it for my 6th or 7th Christmas. When I was 6 or 7 years old, I got it for that Christmas. And my parents never bought me another video game system for the rest of my life. That was it. I had to buy my own when I got older, but I still have that one.
Do you really?
Yes. If you want to play it, Kobe, we can do an old school video game night.
Oh. I used to love the Atari. I love Frogger.
I don't have an Atari.
I love Frogger.
Thor loves Frogger. I was a Contra, Mario, Balloon Flight, Top Gun. What were my other games I had?
So I love the Space Invaders.
So did Thor. We could buy the... You know what? I want to buy the big arcade machine of that. So I was trying to get my parents to buy it for me for Christmas instead of giving me money. Yeah. So if you guys are listening... I don't want money anymore for Christmas.
Money has absolutely no thought behind it.
No. And I realize the rest of my siblings love the money. I don't.
Just want something that, you know,
yeah,
they saw and they thought of you. And so they got
it. On Black Friday at Walmart, there was it wasn't the full size one, but they had Space Invaders.
Mm-hmm.
That one. And then Centipede.
Centipede.
And yep. Pac-Man.
Oh, I hate Pac-Man.
Well, Thor loves Pac-Man. And it was all together in this, it was as miniature, kind of like what Jeff got.
Yeah.
And it was a miniature little video game thing with the screen and everything that you could have got for $150. They could have bought that for Thor and I together.
They did
because I sent them the link.
I said, this is what I want for Christmas. Buy it for me now.
Look, $50 off.
Here, it's a bargain for you. Buy it now.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
I want this. Yes.
Give me cash and I hate you.
I tried to trick my dad into doing a bet with me for $100 that I knew he would win. So yeah. I could give his money back to him.
Oh, shit.
Because I haven't cashed it.
Oh, shit. Did he write you a check?
No, they didn't this time because he knows they won't cash it. You're right. Okay. He didn't. I got cash, but it's still sitting there. Because I keep telling him, I was like, I'm giving it back. Because he wouldn't even let me open my card in front of him because he knew I'd give the cash back.
Oh.
And Thor got $100 too, but Thor did spend his. Thor doesn't have those kind of principles. It's money.
Hey, you know what? Bring it to the lodge.
Okay.
And we will spend it on something amazing.
Okay.
We'll buy new lodge glasses.
I do like that. That is 50% of it.
Hey, there you go. You know what? We can find something to spend that money on.
That's what he said too. He's like, just put it towards your vacation. Put it towards a trip or put it towards something. I'm like, I was like, just send me flowers.
No, you can't have flowers in your house.
I like putting them in that spare bathroom.
Oh, but you don't see them then.
I know. Ever since your dad bought me those for my birthday, though, I have been literally buying a bouquet of flowers every month.
Really?
Just to stick in that bathroom.
Oh.
Because it makes it smell really nice. Yeah. And then gives me an excuse to go in. And when I go in to let the dogs out, I stand there. Oh, my dog's crate is in my guest bathroom bathtub. Because the crate fits perfectly in there. And then I could pull the shower curtain so no one sees the crate in there. Because no one stays with me. No one uses that bath. I mean, that shower has been used twice in 4 years.
Oh, my God.
Just when I clean it. Sorry, guys. I don't clean it very often. There's no reason to.
Well, if nobody's using it.
No one uses it. I just clean
it. It just gets a little layer of dust on it.
And a little bit of hair.
That's what my bathtub. Because we have a big... like a stand-up shower. And then I love a big her bathtub.
Oh, my God.
But we never, ever use the bathtub.
They don't.
So it's got like a layer of dust in it.
I will, I can say that for sure there's a layer of dust. But it doesn't stop me from sitting in it. If Kobe's in there, I will literally sit in her tub.
She does.
And there's no water in it.
It just, she likes to sit in it. Just, you know, it feels nice.
We're tall. We're 6 foot tall. And we can sit in that tub. We've never tried it with two of us, but I'm sure we both could fit in there. But I can sit in there and extend my legs out perfectly and still have some space.
Yeah.
And I feel like, even though there's no water in it, it would cover the chest area.
Yeah.
That's for you, Jeff. I didn't say boobs.
We have to get a boob reference in there at least once per episode now.
Sorry, Jeff.
Is there a bathtub at the lodge in our room?
I don't know. So the guy that I talked to made it sound like we had two huge showers in our room. Two bathrooms in our room.
Two bathrooms, right?
Yeah, that's what he said. But when I looked at the lodge and looked through all their rooms, I didn't find one room with two bathrooms.
Yeah, that's weird.
So I think it's a surprise, Kobe, of what we got going. It sounds like we have a really big room, though, because he had to upgrade us to a big room because I did in-room massages because I didn't want us to be separated for the massages. Right. So
she was like, we always have our massages together. So her and I have a massage together one time.
But that does count for always.
It does. Well, it does.
It does. Always. That's
it's
always.
One time.
Yes.
But she told them we always get massages together.
Yes.
So then they said, okay, we'll just come up to your room and do it because they didn't have a room.
And they only charged $20 extra for that. And I was like, yeah. He's like, are you okay with the $20 fee? I'll waive the other $20, but I can just one. I'm like, yeah, I
guess.
You know, I can do that. If you're making, you already knocked off a couple $100 off the room per night.
You should have said, could you leave some cookies and maybe some champagne in our room and then it'll be all right.
I should. I need to do that. That was, I might call them right before. So, is there anything else we could do? But we literally are in a $400 to $500 room a night for $132 average night. I think it was Friday night was $137,
so
and the rest were $132.
So I can't wait to go. Like, hopefully they'll give us some more free wine tasting coupons because those were phenomenal.
I might still have some.
I have no idea where mine are.
You don't have any.
We used all the ones that were down there though. All the rest of them were for Woodinville.
We had two of each one though. We each had a little envelope. I think I know where my envelope is because you had me keep it because you thought I would actually hold on to it. And I think I know exactly where it's at because I think I've seen it a few times since then. I just need to look at it. It's in a special drawer in a dresser I have in my walk-in closet.
Okay.
Very top drawer. I'm pretty sure that's where it's at. And the coupons we had, some of them were for 2 wine tastings.
Oh.
So okay. We might have a few for that area.
I'll have to look. Hopefully they'll give us some more freebies.
Everybody loves us.
They do. They give us so much.
Now, if I go anywhere by myself, I have to turn on bitch mode to get anything free.
I never get anything free by myself. Ever.
Well, and then when I'm with you, I get everything free. And I don't have to turn on bitch mode.
It's like when we're together.
It's like epic.
It's like this magical thing happens where people want to give us free shit and do things for us.
They really do.
I don't understand how it works, but it always happens.
I think it's the vibe we give off.
Do you think?
I think there's like this magical glow. It's invisible, but I think some people can see it.
Yeah.
And they want to be a part of it.
It's just like a magical force.
Mm-hmm.
Like a force.
It's a positive force, though, too. It's a positive
force that just, like, reels people in.
It reeled me in, because I'm not a positive person. I'm just going to be real with everybody. My glass is half empty at all times. And we're borderline. It's like people are taking sips from that half empty glass all the time.
It's true.
I'm very negative. I am
most
not
of the
a
day. I'm usually negative. I'm like, fuck
are you
this.
Really?
Fuck this.
I
shit.
Always think
I
that
don't
Kobe.
Do this.
You're the positive
I hate
one
everyone.
Between us.
That I know, and that's scary. It's really scary that I'm the positive one,
and I'm the negative one.
Because usually I'm just like, I hate everyone. Fuck everybody.
But you're not like that when I'm around.
I'm not.
No, and then I'm actually a lot more positive with you.
You are.
And little things that bother me. Don't bother me when I'm with Kobe. And they bother the crap. I mean, to the point where it ruins not the day. We're talking the whole month. Sometimes the whole year.
I know.
One thing. Like, we're talking when we were at Disneyland and all my pictures got lost.
Yes.
If that would have been with Thor, we would have been back at the hotel and I would have been locked in the bathroom crying and rocking.
And you were, like, so chill.
Yeah.
About it. You're like, hey... Because Megan and I went on the ride without you, and then we came back, and we're like, and you're like, oh, I lost all my pictures, and I'm like, and I freaked
Kobe
out.
Kobe freaked out.
I'm like, what? You're like, yeah, all the pictures are gone off my phone from this week, and I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well,
you mean
looked
all your
at
pictures
it.
Are gone?
Yeah, they're
you're
gone.
You're like, I can't find it. They're gone. What the actual fuck?
All of my whole gallery, empty. 0 pictures
in
there.
I just like, well, and what's weird is that they kept popping up. In your memory, so they're in there somewhere.
They're somewhere, but I did retrieve over half of them by just what I sent out to your husband.
You had texted
and
them.
Thor and my twin.
That was just.
But
I
was so
later,
chill.
Later, we were doing our scrapbooks for Disneyland. You're like, "Where's this picture of us with like Jasmine and Aladdin?" I'm like, "It was on your fucking phone, and so it's gone."
Sorry, but I mean phone. That's just an example, though. I'm so chill with Kobe. And so happy. I'm in, like, literally my happy place
the
entire
bubble.
Time. It's almost like my Disney bubble nonstop when I'm with Jacoby.
And we just, like, I don't know. Everything's fun. Like, we're just like, hey.
Well, even
when
there's...
Let's go do this. We're like, all right. Let's go do that.
That's just how it is.
Let's just do it.
Any experience, we're going to try at least once. And most time, I can't really think of any experiences where like, yeah, fuck that. We're never doing that again.
I don't think so.
Every one of them like, yeah, that was great.
The only thing would be Goofy Sky School.
That's like almost a swear word, even if it has Goofy in it. I love Goofy. That fucking ride.
That ride broke Heather. Like literally, physically.
It physically broke
her.
Me. And it what made it me done for the rest of that day. It made me... done with rides for the rest of the week. Luckily, it was just one day.
It was just one day.
And I just didn't
do
rides.
But yeah, that was, it broke you.
And then I think that's why my pictures left. Because I wouldn't go on rides. So it had to give me something to do while I was waiting for you guys.
I guess. That was bad.
But yeah, it's amazing what certain people do for your psyche and your whole personality. And your outlook on life, even if it's just while you're with them, because that's all it is. As soon as I'm not with Kobe, I'm right back to being the little Miss Negative Sally.
So So we went out for New Year's.
Oh my God. And it was awesome because we were the youngest ones there.
We were the youngest ones there.
Other than that couple other, but it's, they were, I don't know how old they were.
I don't know.
They were with older people for sure, but I have no idea how old they were.
That was weird. So
I just don't know. You notice I'm being careful.
I know you're being careful. So we don't want to offend anyone. So for New Year's, since Heather and Thor were gone for Christmas.
Oh, sorry.
They had an awesome trip they went on.
We so, did.
Really, really amazing. Mm-hmm. Had such a good time. Well, we'll post some pictures.
We will.
Of your trip.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then when they got back, we celebrated Christmas with them on New Year's Eve.
And it was so fun.
So much fun.
We did the most epic turkey and ham dinner. Because we didn't do Thanksgiving together either.
We didn't do Thanksgiving, so we had a huge 28-pound turkey.
Oh, my God.
A big-ass ham. We had baked potatoes. We had homemade stuffing that Heather made. It was absolutely delicious.
And it was Heather-friendly, too, by the way.
We had rolls. We had, what else did we have?
Oh, my God, we had so much food.
Deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs were fantastic.
So just all this food. So we ate, we stuffed our faces, and then we opened a tons of presents.
Which was amazing.
It was so much fun. And then we went out.
To the Eagles.
To the Eagles Club, which if anyone knows what that is, it's like a, is it a service club? Is it considered a service club?
You're going to know way more about this than me.
I don't think it's a service club, but anywho.
It seems like it's a man's club.
It's a member only kind of a men's club. So you have to be a man to join. You can join as a woman, but the Eagles Auxiliary if you're a woman.
Which seems like that's a downgrade.
I know, it does.
But I don't know for a fact because I don't know anything.
Yeah, anyway, my dad's a member and my husband's a member. So anyways, we got these tickets. So we went and you had to choose when you bought the ticket mm-hmm. if you wanted the karaoke side or if you wanted the live band side.
So although I did see people switch hitting the whole night.
Did you?
Yes. The lady in that sparkly prom dress thing.
Yeah.
She was switch hitting the whole night.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Well, my dad paid for the
band.
The band.
Which got Kobe out of the karaoke, which we talked about last time.
I did not have to karaoke.
She did not.
Thank you very much.
She would have done way better than a lot of the people I heard there, though. I'm just saying.
So we went to the band, and the band was pretty good.
The band, a very country band.
Very country, but they local were really, band, but they really were really good. They were really good. We danced a whole bunch.
All of us did.
All of us danced a whole bunch. They had little champagne bottles for everybody. And
which, by the way, those went to work 2 days in a row.
Why?
Because I forgot they were in my purse.
Oh, I thought you meant you drank them at work.
No, I didn't. Well, I wish I would have drank them at work. It would have made work a lot easier for me. No, I got home and I pulled them out and I'm like, crap, that's not the best thing to take to the pediatric office.
Well, I got home. It wasn't until the next day. I'm like, what's in my purse is so heavy.
I know, that's what I was thinking.
I pulled out four of those bottles out.
Yeah, we put
four
a lot.
Fucking bottles.
You had
in
the
my
big
purse.
I only could fit two in mine. So we put all the rest in yours.
I just kept pulling out this, so I have all the
It
champagne.
Was like the magic hat, but instead of rabbits, you had champagne
it
bottles.
It was.
That's a big purse she has, by the way, guys.
But, so it was fun. We had fun at the Eagles.
It was
so fun.
So,
at midnight, they actually served breakfast.
But there were so many old people in line.
But we were so tired, and the line was really long.
And we were all so full.
We were so full from all the turkey and the ham and all that, the stuffing and everything.
Those baked potatoes were so good.
So, we skipped the breakfast.
Which, if the line wouldn't have been bad, I would have gone through because they were paper plates.
Yeah.
And I would have just got a plate, and I would have left with the plate. I'm not even joking. I would have put foil on it when I got here. I would have taken it home and would have eaten it for breakfast.
Yeah.
But the line was too long and I just couldn't do it.
I know. It was like, I was so, and well, normally I don't stay up past like 9:30.
No.
So.
This was already at 12:30.
Being up until midnight was like an amazing feat.
It was.
In itself.
And we did it.
We did. And it wasn't that hard.
Oh my God, you and Jeff were so cute dancing all night.
He likes to dance. He does such a good job.
Thor loves to dance too, and he did better than most times.
And my dad loves to dance.
I saw that. And your dad never asked me to dance with him.
Oh, you didn't dance with him, did you?
I did not. I kept waiting for him to do it. But then I was thinking I was like, should I just offer it? I didn't know what to do with that, but I didn't dance with him. And he had warned me I was going to, but then it never happened. But I did dance with Thor a lot. And then Kobe and I danced a couple of times.
That was fun.
Yes.
We tried to get the band to play Thrift Shop.
Thor actually asked them to.
And they laughed in his face.
They did. Because they were a country band. Thor, all he asked is like, do you guys know Thrift Shop? And he laughed at him. He's like, I do know it. He's like, so you guys going to do it? No.
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 We were going to break out our dance routine and like go to town on it.
They would have been so impressed. That whole floor would have been until the middle of the song when we didn't have any more to go.
We didn't have any more moves.
We would have just done it. Like, we would have freestyled.
We would have like, can you do fancy now?
Yeah, please do fancy. And then that would have been amazing.
Oh my god. Yeah. But we had fun on New Year's and now we're in 2019.
I can't believe it.
What do we got coming up besides a lodge trip? Anything?
We gotta make some plans.
We have no plans.
Well, we had talked about a Vegas trip, but we're not sure about that one.
Yeah.
Because there's a pending possible Disneyland trip.
Well, I don't know. Okay. Possible Disneyland trip, but it wouldn't be till October.
I think we could handle a Vegas trip.
A Vegas trip would be quick and quick and fast.
Quick
and fast, is the same thing.
Quick, fast, quick and a fast. Little bit cheaper than most vacations.
I meant to say quick and cheap.
And fun. Yeah. So we're hoping to do something like that maybe this spring. Is what I was thinking. Or even in the... I'm okay with even going in the summer.
What I heard?
What?
So, you know, my husband and I got married in Vegas, right?
Yes.
It was a fucking blast.
They were actually supposed to be on TV for it. We were supposed to be... 9/11 happened.
We were supposed to be on the Travel Channel, but then 9/11 happened, and so we were not...
Literally, we're talking, like, what, a week before?
6 days.
Yeah. Almost a week before they got married.
You know, the whole wedding thing.
It just got fucked.
Totally fucked because of 9/11. But anyways.
Thanks, terrorist.
So they have all these wedding chapels in Vegas and stuff like that. Apparently, there's a place where you can go if you're best friends. And you can do a best friend ceremony.
Are you fucking shitting me right now?
I'm not even fucking shitting you right now.
Are we going to do this?
You could do a best friend ceremony, like a wedding, but for best friends. Wouldn't that be fucking amazing?
Thor and Jeff could be our best ladies. Wait, our best
they
men.
They could be the witnesses.
Witnesses? Oh my god!
Of the best friend.
We have to do ceremony. That.
Wouldn't that be fun?
We get cute matching dresses.
Yes, I'm gonna look it up and see if it's... I heard it was a thing, but I have to find out for sure.
Oh my god, that's kind of amazing.
That is kind of amazing.
Because there kind of needs to be a ceremony for this.
It does, right? Oh my god, we could record it.
Oh, we could even do a live feed.
So we could do a live Facebook
so that people can actually see it.
So
happen.
They can see us doing it.
We could inspire a lot of best friends.
We could, yeah.
I think honestly, there should be a commitment for best friends.
Yeah, why
because
not?
Almost the best friend commitment is. Just like the husband and wife commitment, almost.
It is.
Because you're... I almost think the best friends have to do more of the commitment than the husband sometimes.
You're saddled with all of that responsibility.
Yes.
To keeping up the secrets.
Yes. Exactly. Oh, that might be worth the trip right there.
It would. I'll find out.
Okay.
I'll find out.
And then that would be the whole reason for the trip. And then the husbands couldn't say no. Because they wouldn't want to deny
Well,
us.
My husband fucking loves Vegas.
That's
he'll
his
go
Disneyland.
He'll go for any reason.
And he went by himself in 2016.
Yeah, he did.
Literally a month after we got back from Disneyland.
He went to Vegas by himself because he loves it down there.
He does.
It is fun. It's really fun.
I've never been personally, which is shocking.
It is shocking.
Because it seems like that would be my scene.
I've been only 3 times. Jeff's been like 10 times.
You've only been 3 times?
I've been 3 times.
But I thought you would have been double digits like Jeff.
No. So we went, when we got married, we went. And then 1 year we went with my brother and sister-in-law for New Year's. And then we took the kids one summer because they, for some reason, my kids wanted to go. We had a trip planned with my parents and we ended up not being able to do it. And so we told the kids, well, we still have a week off, you know, what should we do for vacation? And both my kids were like, we want to go to Vegas. And we're like, okay. So we went to Vegas.
Well, fantastic. You guys just hang out in this hotel room.
So it was so cheap. The hotel room when we went with the kids, Literally, it was $34 a night.
Well, the hotels, you've told me, the hotels are cheap, the flight's cheap, it's expensive to eat and drink there.
The food is expensive.
And entertainment.
The drinks are expensive, the entertainment is expensive, but the flight and hotel is fucking cheap.
But if we stay at a hotel that already has, like Circus, they already have a show that we could see for free.
Not free.
It's not free for the people that stay?
Nothing is fucking free, no. We have to go to the Excalibur, but... We don't have to stay there, but we have to go see that Tournament of Kings where they do the jousting and stuff, because you guys
Well, I want to do that. I want to do that. It's and so I want to do... There's so many things I want to see. I want to see, like, your traditional Vegas show.
Yeah.
And then, not really with Wayne Newton. I don't really need to see, I don't need to see him. I'm good.
We could go see, like, Britney Spears or something.
I'm good with Britney.
The Blue Man Group's amazing.
I would love to see them. Because I saw Blood fantastic. Man Group. And that was not the Blue Man Group, but it was a knockoff.
Oh, yeah.
And they were really good.
Oh, God. They were so good.
And I would love to see them in live. A magic show would be fun. That
Cirque du Soleil, their shows are fucking
And that's at Circus.
No.
No, where's that at? You would think Cirque du Soleil would be at Circus.
It's not, though. The Cirque du Soleil, they have several different shows. I don't know what they have going on now, but oh my God. It's just amazing what they do.
What do they have? They have a Margaritaville?
Yes, we have to go to Margaritaville.
Because Kobe owns her own little tiny Margaritaville.
I have a Margaritaville machine.
Yeah, but it's not.
I fucking love Margaritaville.
Yes, she does. And that's how much she loves it, because she has her own machine.
They have a giant. A slide, and they have this woman in a bikini. Once an hour,
yeah,
she slides down a slide into a giant pitcher of margarita.
So, how do you have to become the lady?
I don't know if you can just.
Neither one of us are hot enough for that.
No, you have to wear like a teeny tiny bikini.
Oh, I'm not comfortable with that.
Slide down into the pitcher of margaritas, but you get to watch her do it. And
does she drink the margarita?
I don't think so.
You kind of have to drink a little bit if you don't get dunked into it.
But the food there is really good, actually.
And then you get to watch her get dunked in the little
thing. You get
to
watch her, and they have a guy that comes around and makes balloon animals for you and shit. And it's just really fun.
I'm not opposed to balloon animal.
So we have to go to Margaritaville.
Margaritaville. They have a Rainforest Cafe.
Yes, they have a Rainforest Cafe.
And I love that.
We love that. What else do they have? The NASCAR Cafe was fun.
Thor would love that.
The ESPN Zone was fun.
They have one of those in...
Coyote Ugly. They have the Coyote Ugly.
Now, can we go up on the bar?
I don't know. Maybe.
We're going up on the bar. I am dancing on a bar at a
they
Coyote Ugly.
They have that studio... What was it called? Studio...
When you say studio, I think of the...
59 or...
Studio. Yeah, the UFO one.
What?
UFO? Is that the UFO one? 50-something?
But anyway, they made a movie about it.
Because there's an alien type thing that's a government thing, the studio something, 50-something.
That's Area 51. Is that what you're thinking of?
Hell yeah, that is what I'm thinking of. Studio, area. I guess there's a little difference there. But that's what I'm thinking. Area 51, yes.
Area 51, no, that's not in Vegas.
What's Studio 51? That's not alien?
Studio 54, I think.
Oh, what's that about?
It's like a famous disco thing. Studio.
Disco?
Yeah. They made a movie about it.
Like, we do disco there?
I don't know if they do anymore.
We should wear platform shoes and bell bottoms.
We could.
And sparkles.
You know what? We should just, like, get a whole bunch of outfits that's just covered with sequins and
Monica could do
shit.
That for us. Monica from Bleen Outlet.
Monica could do it, and just we'll just rock that shit.
We would. And she loves us because we're repeat customers. And when we bleen a lot.
We bleen that shit out.
Yes, we do. That would be fun.
So what were we talking about?
Vegas. Trips that we want to take this year. New Year's. Sorry, this is a major sidetrack. But we were saying we only have a lodge trip planned, and we have nothing else planned.
We don't.
Now.
Are we going to go to regionals?
Oh, I think we are going to do that. We need to book a hotel. I mean, I guess it's all if we can find a hotel that we're willing to stay at.
The room Jeff and I had last year was amazing.
Well, let's do that. Because Heidi, they're not staying there.
They're not.
No, I don't think there's a lot of DC people staying there. They're staying somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
So we could stay there. We could stay at, we could literally stay anywhere. I forget where they're staying. It's not at the...
It's not the resort.
It's not the resort. I don't remember where they're staying, but they're staying, but that's not the Holiday Inn. Your room was amazing.
And the big couch. Yeah, it was so awesome.
And then this time I wouldn't have dogs because they're going to stay home with Thor.
There you go.
And Brandon's staying home. No, Brandon's not. So my sister's husband's going with her. So my husband will have to watch probably
all the animals. Dogs.
Okay. Yeah. Which will be fine.
That's fine.
Because I don't have to do it.
But, you know, we should do that.
We should. So we might have a trip over to Idaho, which means we can. But if we do the trip to Idaho, I think we make our plans of all the stuff we want to do, and then we go watch dance when we don't have anything to do.
You do that. I just want to be drunk the whole time.
Me too. You imagine going there drunk? And if we go there, I have to buy pins. Because I use them for my work massively. Oh, yeah. I
love their pins.
Because it's a highlighter on one end, and it's a pin on the other end.
They're the awesomest
pins. I need both of those.
If we go,
yeah,
we're going to buy ourselves a diamond fucking pendant.
The medallion again?
The medallion again.
And just wear it all?
And just wear it all day.
I mean, even though we don't dance anymore?
I don't care.
It doesn't effing care.
Who cares? They sell it to anybody.
I mean, we need another one. Or do we want to get a ruby?
No, I want a diamond.
You want another diamond?
I want a diamond one that says 2019 on it.
Okay, well, let's do that shit.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll do that.
High five me right now.
Okay. We're doing it. Because, We dance. We deserve diamonds from the Eagles Club.
We do.
That was amazing.
We danced our asses off.
I was sweating.
On New Year's. I was sweating. I had all my steps that day.
That deserves a diamond from Spotlight.
It does.
Okay.
Spotlight's going to provide us with a diamond.
I think we should chain on that one.
Okay, chain.
Okay. So, we're going to get some medallions. And then we're not paying for littles this time.
We are not paying for littles.
That means that's way cheaper.
Way cheaper. We aren't paying competition fees and we're not buying costumes. And we're not paying for littles and we're not buying everybody everything that they want. So.
No.
You know.
Oh, no pictures at competition? No pictures. No DVD?
No DVD.
Oh my God.
We should have a ton of fucking money to buy ourselves medals.
Buy ourselves. For our
competition that we should buy. Maybe we should buy.
One of every color. No, just the diamond and the ruby. Only reason I would want the ruby because I like red. Yeah. There's no purple stone. No, sorry.
We're not buying a ruby. We're buying a diamond.
The ruby is technically second
diamond
place.
Diamond is first place. Ruby is second place. Emerald is third.
And sapphire is
fourth.
Yes.
Nobody ever gets a sapphire.
I saw it once. In the face. I saw it at Nationals.
I did see it once. Yeah.
Last year we were at Nationals. There were some sapphires coming out. I don't think our team get
I think we sapphire? Should take off that Friday and that Monday.
Well, I agree with you. I planned on and taking the like Monday a off.
Big weekend.
We should do that.
Let's do that.
Now, I'm technically already off on Friday.
I'm not.
But I think I agree with you about taking the Monday off.
But see, since I don't have dance competitions, I don't have to go for a week in July or anything like
Let's make it an epic weekend. Okay. Because then we can buy alcohol in Idaho because it's super cheap.
Yep.
It's really sad in Washington because you go to Oregon, our two bordering states, and I'm assuming Canada is way cheaper too. No, I don't know. I haven't been to Canada. Not
because they accused me of trying to sneak alcohol in the last time I went.
Yeah, because you've been to Canada more recently than me. Mm-hmm. It's been like 16 years.
Because they were like, are you bringing any alcohol? And I said, no. And he looked at me, he goes, you're not bringing any alcohol into the country. I'm like, no, like chill out.
Like when you were going into Canada?
When I was going into Canada.
So would it have been a big deal if you had a bottle of wine?
I don't know. I'm like, oh, I didn't have any. And I'm like, well, no. I'm like, what the fuck is a big deal?
My God, I don't think I travel without alcohol.
I think it's higher. I think it costs more in Canada. I don't know. Canada's weird. Okay.
Okay.
I was gonna say, like, I went to fill up my gas tank and it was like $115 or something a liter, and I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? I don't understand. How much is the gas? I don't understand.
That's a lot of money. It sounds like a lot of money.
They have the metric system and they just do it different, and I just couldn't figure it out.
You know what? The metric system is, we're the weird ones.
We are.
Because everyone else does the metric system and we're the ones that doesn't.
Backwards ass country that doesn't.
I can't do the metric system either.
I can't.
I don't understand. I have to Google search everything with that.
I do.
How many kilometers are in a mile?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either. And I can't remember it. It doesn't retain.
It doesn't.
So I don't know what the hell's going on, but I've realized that America, we're fantastic, but yet we aren't on the right system with the metric system. No. We should be on the metric system. And our vocabulary.
Our schools are shitty.
Our schools are really bad. Our food's really bad. And what else is bad?
Healthcare's bad.
Healthcare's not great.
Everything's bad. Just bad, 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 bad.
But we're all free.
But we have capitalism, so that makes everything okay.
And free is freedom of speech, which is thank God for that for the Jether podcast.
That's right. Fuck yeah. I think we're like way at time.
Are we really?
We're at 40 minutes.
Oh, wow. Extra bonus time, guys.
Bonus time for everybody that loves to listen to us talk about fucking nothing.
I think it's amazing to talk about fucking nothing every week. And yeah. I love doing it.
I do.
It's something I look forward to weekly.
Yeah. Hey, so couple of housekeeping items.
Mm.
Number one.
Yes.
If anyone out there has tried to message us.
Oh, yes.
Via our contact form on our website. It was not working.
We really apologize.
About 5 days ago.
Sorry, guys.
So if anyone has tried to message us on the contact form, it wasn't working until now, but now it is working. So please send us a message.
I mean, we seriously thought no one liked us.
Yeah.
But now we realize that it just wasn't working.
I did get one message through the website.
Good job.
It was from Robin.
Robin's our number one fan. Robin, we love you.
We love her so much.
Robin, look out for that awesome running teammate thing because yes, we need your ass on that team.
We need to be on our team.
Because we want the medal and yes, we need you, marathon runner.
If anyone out there is listening to us and you have an iTunes account, please give us a review and like us on iTunes.
Please do that.
We love it so much. And again, anyone that messages us and sends us their address, we will send you a homemade gift. No one's done it yet.
Come on, guys. Don't be afraid. It's not going to be a bomb.
No. Just like, it's going to be something amazing.
And nice.
Super, super. Heather will be supervised the entire time.
I will.
So it will be something really nice.
Which means I won't be doing it.
Yeah.
So don't worry. I won't be painting anything.
If it's homemade, I'm going to make it. Mm-hmm. And then Heather is going to go, oh, yeah, that looks nice.
That's what it's going to be. I'll drink wine and tell her she's doing a good job.
Yes.
Don't worry, guys. I won't touch it.
So you can send us a message via our website.
Mm-hmm.
You can email us directly at jethersrandomstuff@yahoo.com.
Please do so.
You can send us a message on Facebook. You can like us on Facebook and like us on Instagram and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Yes. And I think that's it.
I think we don't have anything else.
I think that's probably it.
You guys are amazing. We love you.
We love all of our two fans that we have.
You two are effing amazing.
Yeah.
Happy New Year to everybody. Make those resolutions happen. And if not, join us in about a month when they all fail. Peace out, everybody.
Peace out. Love you.
Love you.
Wait, one chink.
Oh, Chini. Boop.